Wagwan speakers, welcome to another episode of the Unspoken Podcast. Yay! this is episode 76. Ask about me. Road to 100 episodes. I'm gonna say that until I reach 100 episodes, so you guys better get used to it. Count with me. Yeah. But I hope you guys have been well since the last time we spoke, which was yesterday. But I hope you guys have been well. And yeah, this is episode 76. And first things first, the Unspoken Story, the series is still going on. So you guys, submit your story. I'll keep reminding you every episode. So better get used to it. Submit your Unspoken Story application. Be part of our thriving, our exciting new series. I'm gonna be showing you behind the scenes on YouTube, so you better check out my YouTube, Unspoken Podcast KE, for everything behind the scenes on this story and chasing on this series. Yeah, and chasing these stories. But anyway, check out. Also, if you are wondering where the link is on my Instagram, on my bio. That is Unspoken Podcast KE, and Awin. Just check out my Instagram, and you're gonna find the link. Submit your application, and then I'm gonna send you an email. Yeah, that's what's up. Anyway, what's good? Honestly, I'm thinking sometimes it's so hard, like, to record like for two episodes a week totally alone. You have to, I feel like I always have to do a lot of inner work. Does that make sense? I always have to do a lot of soul searching within myself to find out what I'm currently learning, what I'm struggling with, what I'm navigating, to just find an episode, because I need to share with you guys because it's a personal development podcast. So I need to share with you guys my personal stories, my personal things that I'm currently navigating, I'm going through, I'm struggling with, or I am championing, a lot of things. So I feel like each and every week I usually have to do a soul search of my life, bro. But it's nice. It's nice. It's really helping me grow as an individual. It really helped. So today I was thinking, like, okay, sis, what do I need to do? What am I doing? What do I need to do? And I'm like, I think we all need to love our life. Do you even love your life? Let's start from there. Do you love the life you're living? Do you love your life? Do you love yourself? Do you love your life? Do you hate your life? Do you love your life? And if you do you romanticize your life? Of course, nowadays, these self-care queens, everyone is all about self-care, self-love. And then that's when romanticizing your life came in. But, or as an individual, do you love your life? Do you romanticize your life? Do you take time? Are you, like, intentional about romanticizing your life? Are you, like, intentional about living your life to the fullest, living your life how you want it, like, giving yourself a beautiful life? Are you intentional about that? So yeah, I was thinking, nowadays, baby, I'm actually romanticizing my life. Honestly, 2 years ago, or those are time I used to hate my life. I used to hate the life I was living. I used to hate myself for living that life, and I didn't even do anything about it. I used to hate my life, honestly. I used to. Ugh, I can't even imagine. Nowadays, I'm so proud of myself nowadays that I make an effort to, like, romanticize my life, to be intentional about living my life. So today I'm just here to encourage you. Yep, speaker, romanticize your life. Romanticize your life. And of course, what does that look like? What does loving your life, what does romanticizing your life, what does that look like? I have a few things that I do to romanticize my life. First, of course, is a solo date. Like I shared with you guys, July, yeah. Back in July, I started, like, this thing about romanticizing my life, where I take myself on solo dates. I went on my first solo date in July this year, you guys. Imagine all those years of existence. It had never crossed my mind to take myself on a solo date. I used to wait for men who are hitting on me to take me on a date. Imagine the ghetto, the ghetto. But nowadays, I take myself on solo dates. Like, I make it a point to take myself on a solo date each month. So July, I went to my first solo date. And then August, today is like 3rd September. So August is just the month that ended. So August, I really took myself for a solo date for the month. So now we have to work with September. So, and I love it. Like, just once a month. You don't have to do too much. You know, when you say taking yourself on a date, when someone just here, I remember Kitambo, I used to hear just the word date. Oh, my mind was like, that is money. Like, just to take yourself on a date, you have to spend a lot of money. And I didn't have that money. But, you know, there are a lot of restaurants nowadays affordable. Like, oh my God. And solo date doesn't also, by the way, solo date, let me get this straight. Solo date doesn't just mean taking, like, just going out on to eat. So there are different ways how your solo date can be. You can take yourself on a solo date and it can be just bowling, playing CG games, maybe taking trying new things. That's a solo date. As long as you're alone doing all these things, there are a lot of things you can do on a solo date. Solo date just doesn't mean that you're going on a restaurant and just eating. Okay, me, I just started visiting restaurants because I wanted to like try new foods. But in the future, of course, I'm going to like try different things, like maybe going for such things as game nights, bowling, I don't know, cycling, like things, just enjoying your own company. So you guys, solo date. So whatever that looks like to you, do your research, whatever that looks like to you, but just spending time with yourself, you get to learn a lot of things about yourself. So that's the first step I took for romanticizing my life, like taking myself on solo dates. And I have learned a lot of things from just taking myself on solo dates. And you know, I vlog. So vlogging, it helps me to capture the moments and see what I've been to. And I'm learning, like I'm learning a lot of things from those videos. They're sometimes cringy, but yep, that's me. And I am learning. So take yourself on solo dates. Try it. The best way, like look for what suits you and try that. And then another thing is, feel that you're worthy of using nice things. Feel that you're worthy of using nice things. I remember Kitambo, a long time ago, we used to have like these special clothes for special occasions. That doesn't happen anymore, or I don't do that anymore. Me, if I buy a cloth today and I feel like wearing it tomorrow, I will wear it. I'll put it on tomorrow because it's mine. I bought it for myself and it's a nice thing that I bought it to myself and I'm worthy of those nice things. Long time ago, I used to like have nice things. I would buy myself some nice clothes and then it would stay in my suitcase for even 6 months or even a year with me not putting it on because of like, I've not found a special occasion for these. Thinking about it now, I feel like I just didn't feel worthy of that. Like, I didn't feel worthy. No, the occasion was not the reason, but I just didn't feel worthy. So another step for romanticizing your life is feel like you're worthy. You're worthy of using nice things. You are worthy of all those nice things that you get in your life. You are worthy. And then build memories and relationships. Hang out with your friends. Build memories. Take pictures. Capture moments. Because in the future, all you're going to have is just those little moments. So take time, build memories, hang out with friends, have time with your friends. Yeah. And by the way, like I always say in this pod, like hanging out with your friends, just having your friends, it sometimes just makes life. You feel like, what life is worth living. Again, make little moments feel big. Make little moments feel big. I feel like sometimes we feel like we don't make little moments feel big because we are scared of what other people are going to think about us. Like, now you're just exaggerating. Someone just sent you flowers. Now you're just acting as if that person bought you a car and it's just flowers. You're just excited. Someone bought me flowers. And then you're just scared, like, okay, this is not something like to just go on about. It's not like something big. But make those small moments, make those little moments feel big. Don't feel cringe. Don't even think about what people are going to say. Those are your moments. Make little moments. feel bigger than live in luxury. Like live in luxury. Like, and luxury here is relatable. Luxury is relatable. Afford yourself this little to luxury. What does that look for you? Like, order yourself a takeout one day, one night, and just have a small have like a night in, order yourself takeout, eat, watch a nice movie, drink some wine, have a hot shower, pamper yourself, do your skincare. That's little luxury. Live in your little world. Like, have your own world, your own space. Live in your little world. Live in luxury. If you can afford it, don't regret. If you can afford it, bro, God has enabled you to afford that thing, and you're denying yourself. What if it is taken away from you, and then you go broke, and then you can't afford it? And when you could afford it, you didn't do those things. Because I talked about this on the money episode. Money comes and then money goes, bro. You get money and then you lose money. Money comes and goes. So when you have it, spend it, my friend. Spend that money. It's that money. Give yourself, afford yourself some luxury. Because why do you even work so hard if you can't afford yourself that luxury? So yeah. Do that. That's what romanticizing your life looks like. And then decorate your space. Decorate your space. As much as even living in a rental space, like, make your house a home. Make your house a home, bro. Decorate your space. Even me, like the previous episode, I was talking to you guys about moving out and all. Like, I wasn't ready to move out. Like, I've already settled here. Because this house that I'm currently living, bro, I've like, I like even repainted the walls. I didn't like the walls. The color of the walls when I moved in. So I repainted the walls. I put contact paper on my cabinets. I installed mirrors where I wanted them. I installed, my God, I did a lot of things for this house. I just decorated it. I wanted it to be my small home, my little home where I come and just feel like, oh, this is my beautiful space. I didn't just, because it's a rental space, and I just live. Because I just live in and I'm not comfortable in it. Like I said, your home is like your sacred place. So decorate it, make it your beautiful home. It's decorate your space. Yep. Decorate your space. Because if you don't, have you ever felt like you don't like where you live? Because you haven't like put in the effort. So decorate your space. It's your sacred place. Practice gratitude. That's another thing. Practice gratitude. Putting, like, having a gratitude journal takes, it's good. Because have you ever felt like, Nini, if you write things you're grateful for, that's when you realize, like, damn, God, you've really been overworking with me. And then you don't even notice. But if you write them down, that's when you realize, like, oh, God has been really doing something with my life. So just putting down, practice gratitude, having a gratitude journal, just being even gratitude with your words really goes a long way. It really does go a long way. Then do things with intention. Do things with intention. Say in capital, do things with intention. Be intentional about everything. Don't just do things because you're doing things. Be intentional about everything. Everything you do, be intentional about it. You guys, it's a few minutes to 4 a.m. I am exhausted AF, you guys. But I had to record this episode for tomorrow because I have a busy week this week. Like I said, I'm recording my first Unspoken series tomorrow. Yep, it's tomorrow, guys. Yeah, it's tomorrow. So I have a lot of things I need to do. I have a lot of logistics that I need to work on. So it's really going to be a long week. But I'm just praying to God that my first episode goes well. I'm crossing my fingers that it goes well, and I'm praying to God that this series is impactful as I want it to be. Like, I am hoping and praying that this series does what it's supposed to be. I want it to be impactful as possible. Yeah, so I think I'm gonna end this episode here because, yo guys, I am exhausted. I'm just like hanging on an energy of 2 out of 10, bro. I'm exhausted, but yeah. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I hope you learned something about romanticizing your life, showing up for yourself and romanticizing your life, however that looks for you. But just remember to romanticize your life. Don't just live life because you're living. I always say that every day on this board. A normal life sucks. Don't just live life. Live your life to the fullest. Romanticize your life. Enjoy your life. Enjoy your life. Create your little luxury and enjoy your life. Romanticize your life. I won't be tired of saying that. Romanticize your life. Anyway, I hope you guys have enjoyed this episode. I hope you've learned something from this episode. That's it for me today. I'll see you guys on Sunday. That is episode 76. Until Sunday, goodbye for now. Adios.